coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Sarah. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And today's show is brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At four locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupers.
Chances are, if you have played in a cornhole tournament that was professionally run in the Lewiston, Auburn area within the past few years, you are familiar with our guest in studio, Tyler Babb. How you doing?
Good morning.
Tyler is the former co-owner of Sliders Sports Pub and Grill in Lewiston, and now has taken his show on the road to provide some mobile cornhole entertainment throughout the Twin Cities and beyond.
That's right.
So we are going to talk to Tyler all about that and a whole lot more coming up here in just a bit. But before we do, let's take a look at some headlines for Wednesday, August 6th.
WCSH reports that the St. Dominic Regional High School Board has formally appealed to the Roman Catholic Diocese of Portland to reverse the diocese's decision to close the high school. The board alleged that the decision violated canon law and failed to include required consultation with parents, alumni, and the diocese's own presbyterial council.
The Sun Journal reports that Maine Housing released $2.5 million for the 24-hour homeless shelter in Lewiston. Cadence Kitchen will operate the shelter, which is expected to open at the start of the new year, with a goal of housing up to 40 people. Board Chair Ruby Bean said, quote, "This is a major milestone for our community and for everyone working to address homelessness with dignity and compassion."
Heck yeah. Hannaford Supermarkets is recalling Nature's Promise crispy peanut butter cookies from the bakery department at all stores due to what the company calls mislabeling. The packaging may be missing ingredient information, including allergen listings of egg, milk, wheat, and peanuts. The cookies can be returned for a full refund.
And the Community Little Theater's The SpongeBob Musical opens on Friday. Evening and matinee performances run through August 17th, and you can learn more and buy tickets at laclt.com.
Do you want to talk about the weather?
Sure do.
Okay. Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love.
Tyler's grooving along to the weather song.
It was nice. I enjoyed it.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Thank you. I've gotten mixed reviews.
10 out of 10. I'll listen to it again.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
So Pam's grandson will occasionally join us on the show, and we play the weather song for him, and this was his feedback.
It's too long and it's boring.
That's great. That is so great.
Brutal, right?
It still stings, doesn't it, Sarah?
It stings a little.
Yeah.
I hold Alex in high regard, so.
Yeah.
Also hold the weather in high regard. A bit of sunshine before the clouds move out this afternoon. We'll have a high of 79 and a low of 55. Not a bad day. Cloudy tomorrow with a high of 80 and a low of 55. And then sunshine returning on Friday with highs in the 80s. What a beautiful week for those who may be on vacation this week. Congratulations.
Yes. And the forecast for the weekend looks phenomenal.
Which is great because Wishes in the Valley is Saturday.
Absolutely.
We would love to have good weather for that.
Only 3 days away now.
3 days.
Somebody call Larry.
Larry!
Let him know.
3 days, Larry!
In sports, Trevor Story drove in 3 runs and Garrett Crochet gave up just 2 runs over 7 innings as the Red Sox beat the Kansas City Royals 6-2. The Sox have won 7 straight and will host Kansas City tonight at 7.
So they don't stink again.
They're one of the best teams in baseball right now.
Stop it.
Who knew?
Who knew? Lewiston's Isaiah Harris finished 6th in the men's 800 at the USA Track and Field Championship in Eugene, Oregon. Harris ran a personal best time of 1:44.23 in the final, just 2 seconds shy of a qualifying spot for the World Championships.
There you go. That is your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
Swimming
the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's famous people birthdays. It's famous people birthdays.
The intro music is great for all the things.
Thank you.
You may be a bit premature.
There's one more.
Okay. There's one more.
I'm here for it. So.
Okay. All right.
Let's take a look at FPB. So I do enjoy your optimism.
I know.
Let's take a look at FPB's for August the 6th, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to start off with actor Soleil Moon Frye, who played Punky Brewster back in the 80s. She is 49 years old today.
Oh, she was so little.
So little. It was a great show.
Punky Brewster?
Yeah.
I was traumatized by that show.
How come?
There were a lot of things that were scary about Punky Brewster. Like, they addressed a lot of issues like Sherry getting stuck in the refrigerator and almost dying. That was something I shall never forget as a child and as an adult. Like, that was scary.
Gotcha. All right. She also joined the cast of Sabrina the Teenage Witch as Roxy King in 2003. Jerry Halliwell.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
She's 53 years old today. Oh. She's better known as Ginger Spice of the Spice Girls, who took the world by storm in the 90s, right?
Yeah, I think that was when that was.
Yeah, Tyler, did you ever get into the Spice Girls?
I might have dabbled here and there.
Yeah?
Yeah,
they had some big hits.
You know, I'll be honest, I still dabble. Not,
do you?
Not going to lie, yeah. I'm still dabbling, yeah.
I'll sing it if it comes on at the gym. I don't mind.
Yeah. Tyler, do you consider that to be a guilty pleasure, or do you not care if anyone hears you?
Oh, listen? Windows are rolled down.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Cranking the Spice Girls.
Yeah, all right. 100%.
All right,
good
to know.
Can't wait to see you at a stoplight. Jamming.
If I see you, I'm putting it on immediately.
Yes.
And rounding out FPBs for August the 6th is writer and director M. Night Shyamalan. 55 years old today. Didn't he burst onto the scene with The Sixth Sense?
Yes.
In 1999, that was his breakthrough film, starring Bruce Willis and Haley Joel Osment.
That movie that blew my mind a little bit.
Didn't care for that one either.
I liked it, actually, but it was just, I was like, wait, what?
The first movie I've seen from him was The Village.
The Village.
And it was so long ago, I can vaguely remember it now, but... Yeah.
It's always twists and turns in his in his films. He also had, what, The Last Airbender?
That's right. Mm. My son loved that one.
Yeah, The Happening and Old in 2021. But I don't think any of them will reach the commercial success of The Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Donnie Wahlberg was in that one, too.
Yeah, he lost a ton of weight to play a drug addict.
Yeah. Movie. Spoiler alert, he died in
he
that
did.
Movie.
Yeah.
As did... Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dead through the whole thing, you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
I just ruined it. I just ruined
you
it
just
for everyone.
Ruined a 26-year-old movie.
I'm the worst.
At this point, it might even be called a classic. Yeah.
Those are your FPBs. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
Yeah.
What do you think, Tyler?
You know,
he's speechless.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's good. It's good and fine.
It's
Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
All right.
That's great. Moving right along.
Sarah has a really hard time when anyone has a positive response to my jingle. Because Sarah is the professional singer of the show.
Yes.
She'll be singing the national anthem at Wishes in the Valley.
I've seen that you were at the Sea Dogs, too, recently.
Yes.
Just sang at the Sea Dogs.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And then I have another one at Lost Valley for Baxter Games. I'll be doing the anthem for them, too.
Fun fact, I was the first annual champion at the Baxter Beer Games.
Will you be competing on August 14th?
I got to defend the title.
Yeah.
What are the beer games?
They put on, like, Polish horseshoes, and last year it was, like, a crowler toss, but this year they're doing disc golf instead, and they do battleship beer pong and a relay race.
Mm.
And the relay race is hard because you get to hold a mug full of, well, it was water, so you don't waste beer. We don't want to do that.
Nobody wants to waste beer.
And whoever has, like, the most water at the end, and you get gold medals and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And you won the whole thing.
Yeah, my team got, like, I don't know, 15, 20 medals last year.
Oh. See, I work with Ben Fletcher. He's a friend of mine, and I'm looking forward to seeing his performance this year because I heard it was pretty good last time.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Wow. We get some cool pictures for sure.
Well, on this day, 10 years ago in 2015, Hamilton opened on Broadway.
Oh.
The world
have you
will
seen
never
it?
Be the same. I've never seen it in person.
No?
No, you can watch it on Disney Plus, though.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, they recorded it.
I think they're coming out with a movie as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Also on 10 years ago on this day in 2015, Jon Stewart hosted his final episode of The Daily Show and closed the show with Bruce Springsteen playing him off.
Then he came back.
Then he came back.
For, what, one day a week?
I don't know.
I think he only does Mondays now.
22 years ago in 2003, Freaky Friday was released starring Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis, and they have a comeback. They're making another one. Speaking of M. Night Shyamalan, 26 years ago in 1999, The Sixth Sense was released on his birthday.
And just in case you weren't paying attention, Bruce Willis is dead like the whole time.
The whole time.
But, yeah.
Shocking.
You gotta say spoiler alert first.
Oh, spoiler alert. Yeah. Sorry.
Spoiled it already.
Lost my mind.
This is funny because I just watched this movie last night, 32 years ago in 1993. The Fugitive was released, starring Harrison Ford, a one-armed man, and Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh.
Such a good movie.
So you just flipping around the Netflix and you saw
I had
it was scheduled viewing.
It was scheduled viewing. Yeah. Like
Tuesday nights.
So
it's Fugitive Night
it's
at
Fugitive
the
Night.
Karen household.
I had been listening to a podcast about Dr. Sam Shepard, which this movie The Fugitive is loosely based on the murder of his wife. And so I was like, oh, I want to watch The Fugitive. Yeah. I don't know. It's just my brain works in mysterious ways. Well, those All are right. your OTDs.
Those are your OTDs and FPBs for August the 6th.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Now we shift focus fully to our guest in studio, Tyler Babb from TB Events. Before we get into TB Events, Tyler, you're like the cornhole guy in Lewiston, Auburn, right?
I try to be, yes, sir.
Yeah, we mentioned it at the top of the show that you were the co-owner of Sliders, a sports pub and grill at the Lewiston Mall, which put on some incredible tournaments.
Yeah.
It was a cornhole bar.
100%.
Yeah.
I tried having something going on almost every day of the week. Whether it was a weekly league or a fun tournament on Friday, Saturday, or even fundraisers as often as I could.
And a great partner of the community as well, because like you said, the fundraisers, you raised money for everything from project graduations to dogs and cats for the Humane Society.
Yes.
We love dogs and cats.
the number's vague and may not be exact, but it's straight around the 40 grand mark, I think, is what we were able to raise for the community over the course of the 18 months were open, I think. Mm-hmm.
I know that the times I went, like the participation in these tournaments was just through the roof. Like,
yeah.
People love this sport.
The word camaraderie is like I think the best possible word you can use for the community in general, for all the cornhole players. And it's really a community mm-hmm. on its own.
How did you get involved in it? When were you bitten by the cornhole bug?
It goes all the way back to one of the tournaments that was held at L.A. Harley, where Zach and I played together in our first tournament. I think we made it all the way to second place, and that's where I met some people that I still play with today, actually. Yeah. And then from there, we joined a league over at at Schmengi's, and one day we're like, we could probably do that.
Yeah.
And we gave it a shot.
And Zach is your business partner and friend, Zach Donahue.
Yes, sir.
Who is also co-owner of Sliders. Unfortunately, Sliders had to close, but that does not mean that cornhole tournaments went away.
That's right.
Because now you are taking your act on the road with TB Events.
That's right.
Yeah. What's that all about?
I already had all the stuff to do cornhole with, so I might as well put it in a truck and travel to wherever cornhole will have me, whether it be at local fairs, other restaurants and bars, schools, or wherever, just to really, really try and keep the cornhole alive in the LA area, or even just the state of Maine in general.
What do you think it is about this sport that makes it so popular?
I'll say two things. I think first, it's the people in the community. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't know someone that shows up, you're going to know them by the end of the night, and you're going to share some laughs, share some stories, have a drink and some food. That's how it is every time. And then second, it's kind of like golf. You play golf all the time and you love it because it's so difficult, and it's never a perfect game. For cornhole, it's similar. It's so hard, yet so easy, and it makes you want to keep trying to improve over and over and over again.
If you think you're good at cornhole, folks, watch ESPN sometime.
100%.
Right?
Yes.
I thought I was good at cornhole, and then Mark schooled me. Now I know I'm not good at cornhole.
I think, Tyler, you'd agree that being good at cornhole at a campground is much different than being good at cornhole in a tournament.
Oh, yes.
I understand that now.
The amount of times that we've had people, there's been a few stories even at Sliders where people come in, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm in the backyard, right. I'm lights out, let's play a game against me or Zach or whoever. And it was 21-0 almost every time.
It's a rude awakening.
Yeah.
It's humbling. It's humbling.
I do want to ask you a question about the scoring, because you just mentioned 21-0.
Sure.
There's a certain campground that I've played at. I won't say the name, but it rhymes with Rang Pond. some people who have camps there, they'll play, but when it comes down to, like, say you have, it's 19 to whatever, the way they play is that you have to get exactly 21 points.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about the bust rule.
Okay, what's that?
Oh.
To me, it's a made-up rule by people in their backyards to be able to compete with others that are better than them.
Okay.
Oh.
So getting 21 flat is actually pretty difficult because other players' points cancel yours out and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's a completely made up rule for backyard cornhole. Yeah. If you use it, great, it's fun. I don't.
And that's what I tried to explain to them. Yeah. Like, I've played some cornhole. I'm by no means very good at it, but I played enough with different people in different locations where you just toss in bags until the first person to get to 21 or over wins.
Yeah. For the most part, the ACL, which is the American Cornhole League, that's like the MLB or the NHL for cornhole or whatever.
Yeah.
Their rules are pretty much standard across the board, and it's what everyone uses for the most part.
Yeah.
House rules, like the bust rule and stuff, that's a thing for backyard cornhole 100%.
Okay. So you should, before you play, you should ask, like, what kind of rules are we playing by here?
Yeah.
Because when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, when it gets down to crunch time, you want to know, because I was playing with this friend. I had no idea we were using, is it bust rules?
Yeah, bust rule, yeah.
Yeah. So we were playing the bust rule, and I tossed my bag, and it landed on the board, and then she just dropped her bag. I'm like, what are you doing? It's your turn. She goes, no, you just screwed up.
Yeah, because like, now you're back to 11.
Exactly. So yeah, and I was very confused, and I just I played a bunch since then with people who don't use that rule, and then I was just at the campground a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
and they're like, oh, we go exactly to 21. I'm like, no, that rule's stupid.
I agree with you.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb. The events that you put on, they are very professionally run. There's brackets, you run a great tournament, and you also use an application called Scoreholio.
Yes, sir.
Right? What's that all about?
Shout out to Scoreholio, the best thing for cornhole since the bag itself. I don't know. It's a completely automated system you can use on your computer or your phone. That's how you register as a player. Keeps track of all of your personal stats. And there's a boatload of stats you can keep track of. PPR, DPR, SPR, it could go on forever.
I have no idea what any of that
means.
Yeah, I
know. We could talk about it forever if you wanted to. And then from my end, it allows you to run a tournament almost seamlessly with little work and most automation. Mm-hmm. You just register people, and then you click start tournament, and it really just does it all for you.
Yeah. Neat. And all you got to do is put in your score at the end of each round, right?
On the app, yeah.
Yeah, on the app.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's it.
I want to know if Beavis and Butthead get royalties for the use of the name Scoreholio.
I don't know.
Should. That's a good... I never thought about that.
Remember? Like, he put the shirt over his head and he was like, I'm Cornholio.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I do.
Yes.
I have watched Beavis and Butthead in my day.
I don't know. I didn't know if that was like an obscure, Cornholio thing.
No, that was appointment viewing for me back in the 90s.
I want to go home and watch it right now.
That's right. Speaking of events and mobile events, you have some great ones coming up starting this weekend.
Yes, sir. So this Saturday is the fundraiser tournament for Wishes in the Valley. That's August 9th. Tournament starts right pretty much when the doors open at Lost Valley. And then the next day on Sunday, we have one at LA Harley for Pain to Power, which is a suicide awareness nonprofit. So we'll be there as well. Bags fly at 2 p.m. that day, right after they return from their bike ride.
And a huge event coming to the Colossae, Bags at the Barn.
This is cool.
On August 23rd.
Yes. Yeah. I got a few things lined up there. First one being the Bags in the Barn. I'm really excited about that. Just a kickoff tournament to kind of showcase the Colossae to all the cornhole players in the community.
Yeah.
And do my best at running a spectacular event there.
I'm sure Sarah does this as well. Sarah and I do stand-up comedy. So when we go to venues to see a show, the first thing we think of is, oh, wouldn't it be great to do stand-up comedy here?
Yes.
Yeah. Stage would be awesome, right? Do you think the same thing when you go to venues?
Every time.
would be a great spot.
I cannot go anywhere and be like, oh, I can fit about four cornhole boards there.
That's right.
Sure.
That's right.
I can't help myself.
We have a joke in our family. Like, we'll sit down and then Nick will say, you know, it would be great here.
Yeah.
I bet I could fit a mic right over there.
Right here.
Yeah.
Cornhole.
Cornhole at the Colossae. It's like, that's mind-blowing
to me.
That's a lot
of space.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's going
to be huge.
Yep. So right on the ice, you know, they're going to put the floor over for me, and I can fit about 21 boards comfortably in there. I can put more if I want to stretch it out, but 21 boards comfortably, and then future plans as well. We have one planned in late October. We're working out some details for a winter league on a couple days of the week that utilizes their indoor bar that they have there.
Oh, they have a big space inside too.
Yeah. It's a bit difficult just because it's
narrow.
It's part of that round semicircle.
Yeah.
So it's tough to put straight boards down. When it comes time for that league, it's going to require some creative thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's on my list of things for sure.
Neat.
And then after those two items, I have a giant tournament that's in the works in January of 2026.
Ooh.
You want to tell us about that? Or is that under wraps?
I would love to. I was waiting for you to ask me.
we love breaking news on this.
He's
course.
Just sitting there with a sparkle in his eye like, ask me about it, please. Ask me about it.
So I haven't talked about it yet. So this is great. It's called the Cornhole Combine 2026. It's my first cornhole tournament signature. We call it a signature just because everyone should have their showcase event, and this is just going to be mine. A tournament at the Colossae over the course of 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, where Friday is kind of just a pre-party, get people warmed up, have a separate kind of tournament just for fun, and then Saturday and Sunday we break out into some competitive cornhole. Players are teams of two, where you compete in three different formats, bring your own partner, singles, and alternating shot, where your partner shoots one and then your other partner shoots the other, so you each have two bags on both sides.
Okay.
And then there'll be a scoring format based off those three different events, probably 12 to 18 games on Saturday, and then you go into Sunday for what would be the double elimination bracket, where trophies and cash prizes, hopefully I can have some sponsors and vendors there as well. Yep. That's the goal. What I'm really wanting to focus on the most is I really want to showcase what I call the broadcast court, which the Colossae allows me to have, where there's one court, it's in the middle, it's divided off with what they call bike racks, and this is a live feed with color commentary to really showcase how,
like, from up above in the press box.
I wish, but you got to be close so you can see what's going on.
True.
So live feeds to Facebook or to YouTube or wherever I can get it going, and then have some professional commentary as well.
Oh, wow.
That sounds awesome.
That does sound awesome.
I wonder who's doing that commentary for the first Bags in the Barn.
I think Sarah.
I know nothing.
What are you talking about?
I would just be doing random commentary. Like, yeah. I would have no real facts to share about cornhole.
Well, that's what we expect.
Okay, from great. You. I'm down. Let's do it.
Yeah. So Lydia Media is going to be there.
Okay. That's right. They are.
Yeah, Bags in the Barn. That is exciting stuff. The Cornhole Combine coming in 2026 at the Colossae, everybody. Picture that. A huge cornhole tournament.
So much space. I love that.
It's going to be incredible. How about skill levels for these tournaments? Mm. Are you welcoming to beginners or do you?
100%. So the catchphrase for all of cornhole is that anyone can play and anyone can win. And that's couldn't be more true. So skill levels from beginner to advanced. especially these tournaments that I'm running. They're called switcholios, kind of like a blind draw. If you're familiar with like darts or those kind of things, blind draw is a familiar term. Mm-hmm. You get partnered up with somebody random. You could be a beginner paired with, you know, the best person that there is.
Okay.
Oh. And you could win a trophy or take home some money.
Yeah.
And there's different brackets you can play in too, whether it be a beginner bracket or intermediate or whatever.
And you can learn so much just by watching.
Yeah.
Cornhole. If you are a beginner and you're paired up with somebody like Tyler, I'm sure you can help that person.
100%.
And also, they can learn a lot just by watching you.
Yeah.
As well.
Spectators are highly encouraged, especially at the Coliseum. There's so much space. Mm. There's seating. Plenty of room to walk around and sit at a chair or table and just kind of see what's going on. It might be your way into the community.
What about the equipment for cornhole? Because I was amazed when I would go to Sliders for some tournaments, and I would see people coming in with, like, travel bags.
Yeah.
Getting ready to play.
Yeah.
And they're just, like, you're playing with little bean bags, right? Yeah. What's going on in those travel bags?
Once you buy a set of bags, within about 30 days, you're going to own about 10 more sets of bags. And take me, for example. I bought a set of bags. Next thing I know, I had a cornhole bar.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, right. Yeah.
So every bag.
Just like that, like overnight, right? Yes. I was just like, oh, they came with this bar.
Yeah. Exactly. But all bags are different. They have there's a whole speed rating chart for all kinds of bags with different materials so they can. Man, I could talk about this forever. So there's round beads and there's flat beads.
Okay.
Round beads help your bag move left or right if you want to cut around a bag. Flat beads help your bag go straight because their beads are flat, so it kicks left or right less. So every bag has a different amount, 60-40 round or flat, or 50-50, or some bags are 100% flat. And then there's the speed rating. 0 through 10. 10 being very fast, 0 being it hits the board and it backspins backwards almost. Mm. So depending on your environment, the boards you're playing on could be slick or they could be sticky from the humidity. Yeah. You want to choose different bags. So people that roll in with what you would call a Zucca bag or a Zucca bag, depends on who you are, how you say it, mm-hmm. You bring out the set that works best in those conditions. And that's why they have so many of those bags in the bags.
Bags of bags.
Yeah.
The couple of times that I went to Sliders, I noticed that there were different types of bags, and I had never experienced that before, and also had never seen a real cornhole bag where there's like one side is smooth and one side is a little bit more grippy.
Yeah, so that's go back to the speed rating. Like one side is faster than the other. One side's a sticky side, other's a fast side.
Yeah. Because once bags are on the board, strategy comes into play.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, and that's where all that you can comes in as well.
Push right through it. You can skip around it. You can just go over it.
Yeah.
If I can, TB Events is sponsored by Big Mac Bags. That's where all my bags come from, and the ones I sell at my table as well. People can use them for free. They can buy them right at the table as well. It's a great local bag made right here in Maine.
I was going to ask where they
made. Oh, that's great.
That's very cool.
Yeah, try and stay as local as possible.
Yeah, so you're supporting a local company. What are we looking at for cost if you want to buy a set of bags?
Big Mac bags go for $60 at my table. I think it's $5 more if you need them shipped somewhere. Mm-hmm. But they can be fully customizable, so you can put whatever kind of graphic you want on them for the same price, all that kind of stuff.
Can I get a capybara on my bag?
100%.
And that's for a set of four.
Set of four.
Yep.
All right. You know what I want for my birthday now?
Got some capybara cornhole bags.
Capybara cornhole bags.
Other bag companies, you can go up to $150 a bag.
Wow.
A few years
ago. A bag?
A set, sorry. Oh, okay. A set. A few years ago,
they
there
made
was.
Of gold?
Yeah. A few years ago, there was this set of bags, $300 range. Oh. Insane.
Do you know where the sport originated or who invented it?
That's such a tough question. I don't know. There's so many speculations about where it came from.
Yeah.
I want to say the most recent thing was it came from Germany or something along those lines, somewheres.
Yeah.
But I don't know exactly.
Along with the great events you're putting on throughout this area, you also have recurring events as well, right?
Yeah. Every Wednesday, I am at Legends in Lewiston. Mm-hmm. Bags fly at 6 p.m. Registration starts at 5:30 either way. And then for the past 8 weeks, I've been at Lost Valley on Thursdays. This Thursday is the last week at the summer series at Lost Valley. Mm-hmm. Possible talks about doing a shorter version in the fall, But we're battling daylight for the most part, so it's tough to kind of fit those in. But we're talking about it anyways, so... But yeah, the recurring Legends in Lost Valley, Wednesdays and Thursdays.
And beginners can show up and have a great time there
100%,
as well.
100%, yeah.
Nice.
You compared cornhole to golf earlier, and I know a lot of people who are just starting out at golf team up with a pro and they take golf lessons. Do you offer cornhole lessons?
It's been a conversation a few times. I currently don't, but it'd be a fun thing to do. Maybe do some sort of like YouTube series or like a online videos kind of thing. That'd be kind of cool.
Hmm.
I'm not so sure people would pay to come, like, hang out with me, so.
I don't think you give yourself enough credit.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to up their cornhole game.
Maybe that's true, yeah.
You're providing a valuable service.
Yeah.
Especially if they're, like, a tournament player.
Yeah, it's been on the list of things, possibly. I don't know. We'll see.
Anything else about TB events that you would like our listeners to know before we move on to our final segment?
I am on all social medias, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok. Follow me on there, TB events, for most of them for the handles, but you can easily find me there. Recently added to Google as well. Always looking for sponsorships for vendors for all the events. We do custom board sponsors as well, where you get to buy a set of custom boards with your own graphic on them. You pay what I pay, $325, and that gets you your board at any and all of my events with postings to social media and all that kind of stuff, which is great publicity for you, whether it be a small business or a large. So far, I've gotten actually, I think, 8 sponsors for boards so far in the past 30 days, which is great. We can do anything you want, whether it be small business outing, private events, bars, wherever you want to do cornhole, we can go and do it for you.
Sounds great. As long as you have, 27 feet between the boards?
Between the boards. Boards are 4 feet long, though, right. So you got to have extra space for that.
So 35?
35 feet.
All right.
And at least
I've been doing a lot of good math this week, Sarah.
Math is hard.
It is hard.
Before we do move on to our final segment, Tyler, I know what I wanted to ask you. What is, tell us about your best game of cornhole.
My personal best game of cornhole?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just so many.
All right.
I'll give you this. A milestone I have is there's a stat called PPR. That's points per round. It's how many points on average you can get per round. Mm-hmm. Hitting the 8, because you can get a total of 12 points. So it goes from 0 to 12. Hitting 8 points or 8 PPR is a milestone, I think, for most people. And I hit that recently over this past springtime or whatever it may be. So that would be a cool milestone.
All right. And it's 1 point if it's on the board, 3 points in the hole.
That's right. Yeah. Right?
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
All right, Tyler, now it is time for our final segment, which is called 3 Random Questions. So we're going to ask you questions that have nothing to do with anything we've talked about.
Got it.
Previously. Tyler, if there was a movie made about your life, what would be the one scene that people would be talking about on the way home?
That's a tough question. I hope this scene would be about a glimpse into my life outside of cornhole and with my family. Mm-hmm. I think people that go to like the cornhole area see you as a cornhole player and cornhole organizer and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And the outside of that is few and far in between or unknown. Mm-hmm. And I love my family. I have 4 wonderful children, 2 of which are twins.
Wow.
Which are highly advertised in the cornhole community. So don't get me wrong there.
Sure.
But yeah, that's one of the things I hope that people remember.
All right.
Well, it would be a heartwarming movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
Are the twins the youngest of the 4?
They are the youngest of the 4, and they actually turn 1 this coming Saturday.
Super cool. Oh, my gosh. They're just babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, your hands are so full.
They're walking.
Did they start walking like around the same time, or did they do their own things?
Own things.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Love it.
On one hand, I would love to have had twins just to like as a anthropological experiment.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's like, oh crap, that's a lot of work.
It's one of those things. It's one of those things you think about all the time. Like, oh, I wonder, it'd be cool to have twins. I've said that to myself probably 100 times, yeah. And then it's like, boom, you got twins.
Yeah.
And it really is cool.
You manifested it.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah.
Do your older kids play cornhole?
My oldest boy, Kaysen, he loves cornhole.
Yeah.
He was like Sliders mascot. Like everyone knows him from Sliders, and he has his own custom bags. I got him his own set of custom boards.
How old is he?
He's 10.
Oh wow.
His cornhole name is K Dog. And I got him custom cornhole boards with the graphic K Dog on it, with like a crown on the top. It looks really cool.
Oh, that's awesome. So neat.
Yeah.
People have cornhole names?
Yes.
What's your cornhole name?
My cornhole name is El Padre.
El Padre. Oh.
And there's a story behind that. Yeah. It's because when my kids were little, like 3 or 4, it was a joke. I would be playing video games, and I'd be like, yeah, you can call me El Padre the Dragon Slayer, because I was like killing dragon or something like that. And then for some reason, that just kind of like stuck, and it's my thing now just for everything.
Sarah, you need a cornhole name.
Didn't I have a nickname for you at one point and you disliked it? I can't remember.
Probably. That sounds accurate.
Marky Mark would be a good one.
Ah, I said that yesterday on this show. And
we're not allowed to call him that
anymore.
Yeah,
Pam was like, if you keep calling him that, he's never going to come on the show. So I had to stop.
Got it.
All right, Sarah, what do you got?
I won't give you a weird question today. How about this? If you won the lottery, would you tell people?
No.
How come?
I like to think of myself as a modest person, and I would 100% not tell. I would help where I wanted to and where I could, for sure.
There would be signs.
There'd be signs, for sure. But no. I would not.
There would be signs at my house, too. It would just be capybaras all over
capybaras.
My lawn.
Oh, my God. It would be a capybara sanctuary.
Mark would disappear and have a dog farm somewhere. Yeah.
There's so many horror stories about people that win the lottery and that bad things just happen. And I think it's because they just can't keep their mouth shut.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want to tell anybody either. Yeah. There would be signs.
There would be signs. Tyler's going to have an El Padre mobile.
No, it's going to be a light up neon sign.
Gotcha. Me. All right.
That's the
He's
sign.
Already got a plan out.
Lottery winner. Sign that says lottery winner.
El Padre. Lottery winner.
I like this. I like what this is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Just keep a low profile.
Good.
All right. So on that.
Low profile. Yeah.
So on that theme of winning the lottery, this is one of my favorite questions to ask Tyler. If you were given $1 million and you had to spend it today, what would you do with it?
I would buy my own building to have cornhole in.
Yeah. A cornhole complex.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I'd probably pay the house off first, but then I'd go towards...
Your partner would probably appreciate that.
Yeah. I'd pay the house off first, and then I'd go and explore a complex for cornhole, 100%. Renting out spots is expensive for the type of space you need. So, yeah, that's what I would do.
So we all know you guys are coming to Wishes in the Valley, so be sure to sign up for the Cornhole Tournament, even if you're a beginner. It's super fun, you guys. You're going to meet some great people, and you're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, you're going to have a cornhole bar, I guess.
Yeah.
You're going to have 10 sets of bags and a cornhole bar.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just be prepared. You heard it here first, everybody. And look for TB events everywhere on social media and follow Tyler and all the great events he's putting on. And get ready for the Cornhole Combine coming in 2026 and Bags at the Barn, which is just weeks away now.
Yeah.
At the Colossae.
17 days, something like that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not counting that.
No. I mean, who would? Who would? Well, this is one event where you don't have to worry about the weather.
I know.
Right?
That's one of the hard parts about cornhole, especially mobile cornhole and outdoors, is it's always weather dependent.
Yep. Mm. So you don't have to worry about that at the Colossae.
Nope.
They got a big
cool.
roof over there.
Plenty of parking over there, too.
Absolutely.
And they just repaved the lawn.
Yes. Looks great.
Yep. No more tripping in potholes after hockey games.
That's right. Because there were no lights in the
park. There were no lights either. So.
There you go. Tyler, thanks so much for your time today and continued success to you, my friend.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Nice to see
Appreciate
you
Appreciate you. Tyler Babb of TB Events. Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com. And breaking news, everybody, Sarah and I are going to be emceeing the Balloon Festival on Friday
the 15th.
Friday the 15th.
Come check us out.
Opening night of the Balloon Festival, Sarah and I will be on stage providing what we hope is entertainment.
We just found out.
That's right. We found out yesterday. So there you go. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say, I have bitten my cat.